From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. Snohomish County is putting armed deputies in county schools. In a moment, we're going to talk to Snohomish County Sheriff John Levick to explain why. After the Sandy Hook school shooting, when 20 children between the ages of 5 and 10 years old were killed in Newtown, Connecticut, some organizations, including the National Rifle Association, recommended armed guards in schools to deal with this. By one estimate, one in four school districts in Washington State already has some form of formed armed guards. In the country at large, about a third of all school districts are estimated to have some form of armed guards. Here in Seattle, there are six armed resource officers in Seattle Public Schools. My question for you, do you feel safer knowing that there are armed guards or police officers in public schools? We're at 206-543-5869. Maybe you've gone to a school that had the officers. What's your impression of it? 800-289-5869. You can write to us, conversation at KUOW.org. Snohomish County Sheriff John Levick has assigned five armed deputies and one sergeant to patrol 100 public schools in unincorporated Snohomish County. He's taken time out from his busy day to come join us. We really appreciate you taking the time.
Ross, I'm glad to be here.
Let's talk a little bit about this. So why did you create this unit?
Well, Ross, you probably know that we were all impacted tremendously after the Sandy Hook shooting. And we looked around and we decided that we needed to do something. I try and visit schools in my county often. I'm at the grade schools, the middle schools, the high schools, probably an average of at least a couple of times a month. And my sense, as I went out and visited the campuses after the incident at Sandy Hook, was that there was just a tremendous amount of anxiety among our students, among the staff. So we sat down as a staff in the sheriff's office and decided that we needed to do something, and we needed to engage the community. And basically what we're doing is what we have done previously. We have always had school resource officers in schools on campuses. And with the tight budgets that we've had to deal with, we've had to cut those units and schools have had to cut those. So this is just a way that we can look at the schools and say, what can we do to enhance this tremendous relationship we already have with these schools and these students?
Now, Wayne LaPierre of the National Rifle Association came out with a statement quoted by many where he said, to deal with issues like this of mass shootings in schools, we need armed guards in all the schools. Is that part of why you did it?
It's not. I heard his statement, and these are trained deputies. These deputies have been trained to do a great variety of things. This has nothing to do with the, quote, armed guards. These are trained deputies doing things to enhance safety in our schools. And I just want to say this. Outside of the home, the school should be the absolute safest place in the community. And this is a way for us to go to those students and say to them, you know yourself, we can't guarantee your safety. We could have a police officer on every corner of every street, but we can make them feel safer. And those students should go to those schools. Those teachers should be in those schools, and they should be focused on one thing, learning. The teacher should be focused on one thing, teaching those students. So it's about safety for our students and for our schools.
And you want the students to feel safer. That's part of the reason for the police presence. And it's what have you gotten feedback on from students and from parents to the people in Snohomish County where you have sent the officers? Do they feel better about having the officers in those schools?
Tremendous feedback. We've only done it for just a little bit over a week. And I talked with the sergeant. We have a tremendous young sergeant. Sergeant Parker is his name. And he's running the unit. I have five outstanding deputies. And they're just roving school resource officers. And what I am hearing from them all the time is that the response to them and the response to what is going on is overwhelming. And that's what we're trying to do. In addition to that, it gives us an opportunity to mentor some of these students. You know what happens, Ross, is that quite often some of these young kids, the only contact they have had with a police officer has been in a negative perspective, maybe seeing a mom or a dad have a bad encounter. These are positive encounters with police officers. And at the same time, we're just creating that safe learning environment for these students and the teachers.
We're at 206-543-5869. We're talking about the idea of having police officers, armed police officers, in schools. And we're talking about it with Snohomish County Sheriff John Levick. He's just set up a program. As he said, it's only been in place for about a week now. Now, you've got one sergeant and five deputies, 100 schools. It doesn't seem like they could be very many places in 100 schools. There's not that many officers you have out there.
You know, if you look at the makeup of the schools in our county, there are a lot of those schools. For example, out in the south part of Snohomish County, there are several schools within a couple of blocks. There's a high school, Glacier Peak. There's a grade school right across the street. A few blocks up, there's another grade school. And you have to understand, these officers are well-trained. These deputies are. And they know how to maybe leave a car at one school, walk to one building, go over to another building. It's going to be difficult in some areas, but it's something that they're prepared to do, and we are going to make it work.
Sergio wrote to us to say the high school I went to had an armed police officer present every day. While many illegal things did occur, I feel that without the officer being present, many other crimes could have occurred. So do you agree with Sergio, or do you disagree with Sergio?
I agree completely with Sergio. Well, I used to be on a Mill Creek City Council many, many years ago. And one of the first things I did in 1994 was suggested to the City Council that we place a school resource officer at Jackson High. The public was split right down the middle. A few years later, there were talks about removing that officer, and the public was just overwhelmingly supportive of keeping that officer on the campus because he's more than a police officer. He is a resource for those students, for those teachers, for that faculty.
Let me ask you this. I've heard it said that public schools, notwithstanding the horrible things at Newtown and the other isolated incidents, are the safest place for kids to be statistically. They are much less safe in virtually every other place in their life than they are in school. That's the safest place for them to be. I ask you this, having armed police officers in schools, might that not actually raise concerns among children? Why are these officers here? Does that mean that there's some danger here? And might it not make them more concerned rather than less concerned?
Let me answer the question this way. When I started going out and visiting schools, and I visited schools for years, a few days after Sandy Hook, parents would, in fact, walk up to me, and I would have my patrol car parked outside of the school, and they would ask, what's going on? You know, when we build these tremendous contacts, these relationships, these partnerships with those schools, they're going to be very much a part of that staff, a part of that community. I don't think the concerns will be raised. And I'd like to add this. You know, sometimes prevention is invisible. There are times that if nothing happens, we're quite pleased. So you're not going to always see the things that you prevent. You might keep a kid from getting involved in something. And those things, we won't see them. We won't be able to measure them. But they're positively good things going on, and we're pleased with that.
How long have you been sheriff?
I've been sheriff for just over 5 years. I was a state trooper prior to that, and so I've been actively involved in schools in this community for quite a while.
In that 5 years, have there been any incidents in these schools where the officers are patrolling that might have been prevented or stopped had there been an officer there?
I don't know that we have had. We've had some, but I can tell you what. We have officers in 5 schools in Snohomish County, and I can tell you, time after time after time, I've had a chance to speak to the principals, the faculty, and they have told me they are so pleased with the things that have not occurred, the things that they've gone to the officer. You know, we don't want everybody getting arrested for every little incident. This officer has, in some of the high schools, has the ability, the opportunity to maybe prevent things, like maybe a kid talking about things, kids coming to him talking about things that could have happened. So we're preventing a lot of things from happening.
You've called it like a community watch program. It's having an officer present where they can make contacts outside an emergency.
Well, what we're calling it is a school services unit, and it is exactly that. They are there to service those schools.
Now, what has come up, particularly after LaPierre made these comments about armed guards in schools, apparently there were armed guards on site during the Columbine High School massacre. Do officers in the school necessarily help if it gets to that, if that horrible thing occurs in the school?
Oh, absolutely. And I don't know all of the details about Sandy Hook, and I understand there were armed police officers or guards at the school, but they are there to help. You know, things have changed tremendously since the incident many, many years ago, and we handle things a lot differently. These officers, these deputies that we have in the schools, they'll be able to sit down with staff and faculty and talk about things that they can do to prevent a lot of these things from happening.
If you live in Snohomish County, if you have kids in school in Snohomish County, what do you think about this program? It's particularly the unincorporated areas of Snohomish County, which is where the Snohomish County Police Patrol, the Sheriff John Lovick, is with us to talk about this program. We're talking about having not just armed guards in schools, but having police officers in schools. Maybe there have been officers in schools that you've attended or that your kids attend. You think that's a good idea? 206-543-5869. Babette is calling us today, and she's on Bainbridge Island. Babette, thanks for calling. What are your thoughts?
Well, I have a question first to try to give you some idea where I'm coming from. How many, let's say you have a bad guy in a classroom armed with a semi-automatic, and he's gotten in, and he's just like Sandy Hook, he got past the armed guard, and he is in the classroom. How many rounds a second can he get off?
Sheriff?
You know, I will have to tell you, Babette, I'm not an expert with semi-automatics, but I can probably tell you that he can get off more rounds than would be necessary. I'm sure he can get off a lot of rounds. You could probably talk to an expert on that one, and I can't answer that.
Babette, thanks for your phone call. What are your thoughts on this program? I guess one thing that I think about is that if there is an armed officer in a school and a situation takes place, I mean, what are even rules of engagement that would apply in a situation like that? If you're in a school with children all over the place, could an armed officer even use a weapon in a situation like that where there'd be such a potential danger for others to be shot?
Well, you know, the number one thing that an officer is required to do and his responsibility is to protect life and property. And I can tell you from my perspective, there is nothing on the face of this earth more important than protecting the most precious of among us, and those are our kids. So the officers in those schools, hopefully nothing will happen, but they're responsible.
Sure, and we certainly all agree with that sentiment. But if something did happen, apparently it's important that they be armed. But is the fact that they're armed even relevant? Could they actually use a weapon in a school if a situation arose where it was necessary to use deadly force, given all the innocents around them?
Our deputies are trained to handle situations like this, and they know exactly what to do, and they're well trained to handle a situation. We train regularly on these types of situations. Hopefully, nothing will happen, but they're trained to take the appropriate action.
Is it important for them to have their guns on them when they're in the schools?
You know, police officers, I've been a police officer for almost 35, 36 years, and you are, part of your equipment is a weapon. You're trained to carry that weapon, trained to use that weapon. So yes, all officers are trained to carry weapons.
George wrote to us, I graduated Nathan Hale in 2003. A school resource officer definitely was a deterrent to crime. I knew people who acted differently because of the presence. How can people say it's not a good use of public funds? Do you agree with that or not? 206-543-5869, and particularly parents or people in Snohomish County who may be in schools where Sheriff Lovick's officers are now patrolling where they were not patrolling in the past. Debbie and Everett, thank you so much for taking the time to call. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I'm really happy with the presence of the resource officers at my kids' schools. My kids go to a middle school and a high school in Everett School District that have the resource officers, and I feel like it's a really big benefit. I think that it teaches the kids that police officers are friends. The officers tend to know the kids' names. They come in and sit with them during lunchtime and chat and check in. So it's more than a feeling of like a military guard. It's more like a positive adult role model that they can trust, that they can talk to, ask questions of, but also provide a little bit of feeling of security. So I think it benefits them all the way around.
Debbie, thank you so much for calling. Well, yesterday, Hannah Byrne talked to King County Sheriff John Urquhart about what he thinks of putting sheriff's deputies into public schools.
It's always great to put police officers in schools whenever we can.
But
we, at this point, just don't have the staffing to start a school services unit. So I'd love to do it. I don't have the people to do it right now.
Sheriff Lovick, you moved police officers from existing positions to these school patrols. What were the areas you moved them away from?
We actually, we had a vacancy for a sergeant, so we promoted a sergeant, and we had several commercial vehicle deputies and deputies that were doing a tremendous job, but we needed to move them. And then we had a few vacancies that we filled. And I think we probably shifted some positions around in patrol. And actually, a lot of people stepped forward. A lot of our managers, our supervisors stepped forward because they knew that this was something that was important to this community. And we just moved some resources around. Frankly, I'd like to see more. So I'm actually a going to the legislature, I'm going to the business community, trying to see if we can do more to make the unit larger.
Well, you can't do something with nothing. So I assume these officers were doing important work wherever they were before they got assigned to the school. So,
absolutely.
So kind of what's not getting done?
You know, a lot of things are getting done. And I know it's
what's
easy.
Not getting done? Because they're no longer doing what they were doing.
I'll just
and now
say this. We had a vacancy for a sergeant, and then we also had some commercial vehicle deputies weighing trucks. And, you know, you weigh weighing trucks versus, which is important. We need to have this done. Weighing trucks versus going to the schools. And we just, sometimes you have to make those decisions. And that's one of the reasons that I think I was elected sheriff to make those tough calls. And I'm perfectly satisfied with what we've done. There are some things that might take a little bit longer, but we're going to get them done. And you know, with me, I believe that you just have to stay focused on what we're doing. We believe what we're doing will make a difference. And we're not going to give up.
You know, we got an email from someone who said, why not just have community volunteers, maybe seniors, maybe people who have time, be in the schools? Why have police officers? Do you think it's important to have police officers?
I think it's important to have these school resource officers. And volunteers are fine. Volunteers work through the school districts, through the schools themselves. We decided that we needed to do this first, and eventually we're going to look at another layer of doing this. But right now, we didn't want to wait, so we decided to move 5 officers and a sergeant into the unit now. And as we build on it, we're going to have the summer to think this through, to see how effective it is right now, and then go to the next level.
Let's go to Neil. Neil's calling us today from Barrington. If you just tuned in, we're talking about the idea of having armed police officers in public schools. Snohomish County Sheriff John Lovick, in the wake of the Newtown massacre, decided that would be a good thing to do to make the connection with those students. He says it makes them feel safer. Neil, what do you think?
I think it's great. Great program. I do agree with, well, let me give you my background first. I spent 32 years in the military, and some of that time was spent working counter-smuggling and counter-terrorism. And one of the things I learned is that the essence of deterrence is randomness, unpredictability. If the bad guys don't know what the response can be, don't know where the responders are coming from or when they might be at any given location, they're deterred in their evil actions. And one of the things the sheriff mentioned is, you know, you may do some good that nobody ever knows about. The fact that a police officer shows up at a school every now and again and on no particular schedule, but is there and would be capable of responding, will deter a lot of bad guys from taking action.
You know, I agree with you. I agree with you in theory, Neil, but I'm kind of wondering, does the kind of person who takes a semi-automatic weapon to a school with the intent of shooting people that rational, that they're thinking about not going there because there might be an officer there? It seems like people in these very rare situations almost have a death wish.
Well, I will tell you that, like you say, my experience, terrorists definitely think that way. Criminals definitely think things out, at least the smart ones do, and there are some stupid ones. And, you know, a crazed psychotic may or may not. There's an old saying that people who are in mental hospitals are there because they're crazy, not because they're stupid.
Yeah.
And some of them won't, and some of them will have a death wish. But you take the example of the Clackamas Marl shooting, which didn't get to the point of a massacre. Even the guy was armed for bear. He had all kinds of magazines.
Right.
Surely intended to shoot more than 2 people. He was confronted by an armed citizen, and he ran down an alternate passageway and shot himself at that point.
Yeah.
So being confronted by an armed police officer would be even more effective, in my opinion.
Neil, thanks a lot for your phone call. I really appreciate it. We're talking about the presence of armed police officers in Snohomish County schools. And as I mentioned earlier, there are armed patrols in many schools, including here in Seattle. But to your knowledge, are you the first county police department or city police department to deploy officers in schools? Are there other places in Washington State where this is already happening?
I know this is the first unit of its type in the state of Washington, and I shared this with our sheriffs and police chiefs around the state and around the county. And it's just like the sheriff here, who's a tremendous man, our Snohomish King County sheriff. He said it's just a matter of resources. Some of the areas don't have the resources. We certainly didn't. But we said that this was something that was vital for us to do, and we made the decision we weren't going to wait. But this is the first of its type in the state of Washington.
And as you mentioned, you'd like to expand it to 18 to 20 deputies?
I would like to see about 18 to 20 deputies.
What percent of your entire department is that?
Well, right now I have a population of 700. That's corrections deputies and patrol deputies. I'm talking a full staff of about 700. So it would be a fairly large percentage of the population. But I'm going to also do additional requests through the county council for additional manpower.
And you really think it's worth that level of commitment?
Ross, I have to tell you this. I've said this 1,000 times. If we can't do any and everything we can to protect our children, I don't think that there's anything else we do in this world that's really going to matter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean that sincerely. Protecting kids, protecting faculties in school, that should be the most vital thing that we do in this community.
No one is going to disagree with that. But given the numbers that children are already really safe in schools, is it going to make that much of a difference to have police officers in those schools if it's already an extremely safe place?
I believe it'll make a difference. Because what I said earlier, I want them, if they feel safe, I want them to feel even safer. Because what I want them to do, what I want the youngsters to do, to go to school and focus on those things that they're going to school to do, reading, math, biology, feel safe at every level.
Let's go to Mary, who's listening to us today in Lake Stevens. Mary, thanks a lot for calling. What are your thoughts on this?
Hi. I appreciate you having this conversation. We've actually had school resource officers in our school district as a collaboration with our police department for years, and it is a phenomenally effective use of resources. This is prevention, just like we do prevention in other areas, such as healthcare, and actually, Sheriff Lovick, your prevention efforts in early learning. It just makes a lot more sense to invest in preventing something than in responding to something.
Hey, Mary, you know, we've thrown around this term school resource officers a few times, but I have to admit, I don't really know what that means. What's a school resource officer do in Lake Stevens?
Well, our school resource officers are placed at a school. They're at the same school, the same guy, or, well, actually, we've only had men, but for every day, and they provide everything from safety issues of support. And we've had a long history of collaboration with the police department and the school district.
Are the resource officers in uniform? Are they armed? Are they like security officers?
And a big part of their work, honestly, is about developing relationships with those kids and with that school community. And having those relationships in place can really prevent a lot of, maybe you're not necessarily talking about the armed shooter coming in, but you're talking about all sorts of other risks for kids. And building those relationships and, like Sheriff Lovick said, a positive experience with law enforcement is just huge.
Are those school resource officers in Lake Stevens armed?
Are they armed? Yes.
Yes, they are armed. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks very much for your phone call, Mary, and adding that to it. What's going on in your schools?
Ross, can I just touch on one thing? You know, Mary talked about something that we just we need to emphasize this. We all, the police officers, the law enforcement, has a tremendously positive relationship with our schools. And this just builds on that opportunity. It just builds on that tremendous collaboration we already have with our schools. And I think Mary was just spot on. That's what we're trying to do, and that's what we will do.
Due respect, police officers tend to be somewhat well compensated. Is it worth the money to have armed police officers in those schools when perhaps you could have school resource officers that wouldn't be such a drain on the resources? They could do the same thing. Why have police officers?
I will tell you, school resource officers are police officers. We call them school resource officers, but they are police officers. So what Mary was talking about was a police officer, and he or she is called a school resource officer.
So they're affiliated with a police department.
They are commissioned officers with an agency. In Lake Stevens, it's a commissioned officer from the Lake Stevens Police Department.
Okay, so they don't work for the police department, but they are commissioned officers, which means what? A certain level of training, or what does that mean?
What it means is that they are officers that their salary, for the most part, is paid for by that particular school district. And they've gone through all of the training that other police officers have gone through. We've just assigned them to a school to handle the things involved in that particular school. And, you know, just so you know, we have a lot of other different units in our sheriff's office. We have a Marine unit, patrol unit, motorcycle unit. This is just another unit within the law enforcement community.
Now, Lola's not convinced. She wrote to us at conversation@kuow.org. The presence of firearms in homes has been shown statistically to be more dangerous than not having one, and I would assume the same would be true for schools. So she just thinks having more guns in schools, even if they're held by police officers or school resource officers, it just presents more danger. How do you respond to her?
I disagree
concern?
With her. You know, and I don't know what goes on in the home in most people with firearms. I know in my home we have several, but they're also locked up. And officers wear their weapons, you know, they wear their weapons in a holster. And you seldom hear about an accidental discharge involving a police officer and those types of things that happen. Officers are tremendously well trained to carry those weapons and to use those weapons. We go to the range. I go every single month and train to use that firearm.
And how about your officers? Is this a duty they're lining up to do? Is this a desirable duty?
Can I take just a couple seconds on this one? Yeah. When we advertised this unit, I was a little bit concerned that we wouldn't get a lot of people. We had 19 members who were in some tremendous opportunities, working great jobs. 19 members applied. We could only select one sergeant and 5 deputies. And all of the deputies who were not successful, they're great deputies, they actually came back to the sergeant or during the interview process and wanted to know what they could do to improve, to enhance their chances for another opportunity. These officers want to do this. Like I said, Ross, I mean, there could be nothing better, more important than going out and working in a community where you can truly make a difference in the lives of young people and protect them at the same time.
So you had choices. How did you choose the officers that would be going to the schools over others?
We had a sergeant who actually, he was selected by a panel of guys, and then we had him and we had a group of guys that interviewed actually 16 of the deputies who applied, and they made the decision, came to us with the names.
You didn't have any input into how they were chosen? Right?
None whatsoever, because my role as sheriff, I have a lot of things to do, but we push a lot of those decisions down to the people who will be making those decisions, and we allow them to make the decisions.
Well, you know, if 6 months or a year from now when you come back and you say, I'd like more resources to put more officers in schools, you're probably going to be asked, well, how do you know that it worked? And you're only a week into it now, but how are you going to demonstrate that this was a good idea?
Well, you know, I told you earlier that sometimes prevention is invisible. We're going to know it's working when we're seeing a difference. First of all, the schools are safe. We want them to be safer. If we can walk into those campuses and know that we have continued this tremendously positive relationship we have with those kids, we're going to say it's working.
Snohomish County Sheriff John Lovick, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you, Ross.
And we'll have you back again to talk about your deep-fried turkey recipe.
Love to come back.
We
can talk about that anytime. If you have 2 minutes now, we can talk about it right now.
We're going to go move on. But next time, from KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds.